Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, give him some praise. Under my feet, under my feet, devil is under my feet. The devil is under our feet. We need to know how to, oh, let him know that his powers are defeated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! He's under my feet. Hey, 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 hey. Hey. Go on, take it back, take it back, take it back. Woo! Praise God, praise God. I pray that you know how to take back what belongs to you. Praise God, because the devil is a defeated foe. Praise God. He tries to tear us down in every way that he can, but we have to stand strong and let him know that he has no authority over us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, we trample him under our feet. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's under our feet. Hey, I feel like shouting. Hey, praise God. He's under my feet. My feet. God has given me feet to trample over the devil. Isn't that wonderful? And we can put him on there and go forth in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited in Jesus tonight. Praise God. In Jesus, not in nothing that the devil does, not in nothing man does, but in Jesus, because everything lies in him. Praise God. Oh, so be happy in the Lord tonight. Rejoice in the Lord tonight, because he's your strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's under my feet. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone that's coming on tonight, praise God, or they're going to listen to this program at any time, day or night, praise God. I pray that you just jump into the praise, into the water, and come on and let's flow together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the devil is under our feet. Praise God. Let's just flow in the spirit and watch and see what God does. Praise God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and we praise him. We give him all the glory, all the honor, because that's who it belongs to. That's who it goes to. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorites program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through, some type of sickness. Don't seem as though that you can break, some kind of hurt, some kind of pain, whatever it may be that the devil is trying to cripple you with. Let's let him know that the devil is under your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know care what kind of hurts you going through. Praise God. God is the healer. I believe it. I believe it because I'm believing for myself for back pain. But the devil is a liar. I am going through in Jesus' name. I don't stop. I don't give him an inch. Because, hey, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. Praise God. I'm taking back what belonged to me. God has given this to me, given me this body to go about, spread the good news of the gospel. I'm not giving up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's going to give us rest from all this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are just some things this old flesh want to hold on to, but we do our best to shake it off. Ah, glory to God. Shake it off. Shake it off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you tonight, God, in faith, believing, God, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. And we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for never turning your back on us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you picks us up out of the deep mucker, clay, God, and sets our feet up on a rock to stay, God. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every mother or parent, God, that may have lost their son or daughter to drugs to the prison walls, God. We ask, God, that you comfort them. Give them the peace that passes all understanding, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch their lives and draw them closer to you, Lord. Salvation, God, we speak in the hearts, in the lives of your people that are hurting, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we do lift up those, oh, God, that been hurt, oh, God, by someone's tongue that has lashed them, oh, God. Oh, God, heal them, oh, God, that inner part, God, that hurts back, oh, God. Lord, teach them how to forgive, oh, God. Oh, God, forgiveness is the key, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for everyone, oh, God, that may have, oh, God, lost a loved one, God, and they are hurting and can't get past, oh, God, the lost, oh, God. I know, God, you can wipe away every tear, God. Heal, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your people will rise in obscurity, God, oh, God, and proclaim the goodness of the Lord, that the Lord is good. Look on all those, oh God, that in nursing homes and living centers and homebound, oh God, some, oh God, that are sick, oh God, homebound, God. Father God, oh God, oh God, touch them with your finger of love, oh God. And, oh God, heal them from all their diseases, oh God. You come to heal all kinds of diseases, God. We believe you for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, your people, oh God, Father God, you brought them out of Egypt, oh God, to bring them into that good land, oh God. That land that's flowing with milk and honey. God, you said you give good gifts to your children. You said if our earthly Father know how to give good gifts, how much more our heavenly Father know how to give good gifts unto his children. God, you got it all. You own it all, God. And Lord, you knows how. You knows when. You knows where, God. You got everything already orchestrated, God. So, God, we believe you, Father God. Oh, God, for the miraculous, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch tonight, God, in every area, oh, God, of your people's lives, oh, God, where they need you, God. You know where they need you more than I do, God. Oh, God, touch tonight. Those that are behind prison walls, God. Lord God, you got them between the rock and the hard place. God, you got them there for a purpose and a reason, God. You got them there, God, that you can, oh, God, touch them and teach them, oh, God, how to be obedient, how to love one another, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, wherever they may be, God. If they are in the cafeteria, if they are out on the yard, if they are in their dorm, oh, God, wherever they did, God, I bind every fight from the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, that try to take their lives out, God, try to snuff them out, God. Lord God, lay your hands, oh, God, upon every prison, oh, God, around this world, God. Protect your people that have been called out and set aside, set apart for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for what you're doing for that daughter, God. Oh, God, for that husband, God. Oh, Father God, you're drawing them. God, you made the family, God. I thank you, God, the way you orchestrated it, God. I thank you, Father God, that you, oh, God, is healing the family unit and causing them to be, oh, God, as one in the unit, oh, God, in unity with you, God. Oh, Father, that husband is being a great leader, God. That wife is being submissive. Those children are being obedient, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh, thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Minister and Evangelist June Paul, would you like to pray at this time? Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, praise God.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I can, honey.
Yeah,
would
I
you like
to...
Okay, would
yes,
you like
ma'am.
To pray a prayer at this time?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and I'm driving, so I'll drive slowly.
Okay.
I'm in town. Okay. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that opening prayer and the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I thought about the word. I said, she heat it up now. Heat it up.
Amen.
On fire.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. God, Almighty God, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, hallelujah. We love you, our Heavenly Father, and we praise you for all the greatness that you have done in creating this world, Lord, creating man, hallelujah. And, Lord, keeping the enemy at our feet, hallelujah. Lord, thank you for all your provisions. Thank you for taking care of all these 7 billion of us that are still in this earth, Lord. And thank you for your mercy, oh God, hallelujah. Even when your children, Lord, and your souls don't act right, oh God, and don't come to you, oh Lord, and submit themselves and be humble, God, we thank you for your mercy to us, oh God. You saved us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for all things. Thank you for the shedding your precious blood, oh God. Father, we look unto thee, Lord. God, we pray for the children, hallelujah, and for the unborn children, and for the youth, oh God, hallelujah. We pray for the adults, and we pray for the elderly. Hallelujah. God, many are crying out to you, Lord, and we cry out on their behalf. Oh, spare them, oh God, hallelujah. God, comfort them, hallelujah. Comfort the families who have lost loved ones. My God, my God, my God. God, there's so much that we thank you for. Oh, God, let Thanksgiving be in our hearts and our mouths all the time. Oh, my Dioshaya, Nidioshaya. Lord, thank you for forgiving us, oh, God. We repent of any unknown sins and things that we may have overlooked, but God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, because your Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. Hallelujah. Wonderful counsel. Lord, we thank you right now for this service, Lord. Thank you for your daughter. Your daughter, oh God, hallelujah, is pressing in to do your will and to let you have, be in charge of her life. Thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifices that she makes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I especially thank you for the presentation of your word on last evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, oh God. We give you the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Thank God. Amen and hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Evangelist June Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
She orchestrated an prophecy conference yesterday that which I was a part of, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for all the information that she had collected and to help us to learn. You know, the words say, learn of me. We ought to know the things of God and the things that please God, the things that's coming, so we won't be unaware, as the Bible say. And truly, the conference really brought that out, and I was so proud of her. The work that she does, because she's an evangelist on the street. She's a street ministry, and I thank God for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Paul. Praise God. Well, my co-host is not here tonight. We do want to keep her in our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. So she loves the Lord, but she's out tonight. And we pray for her whole family, praise God, because they have been had some challenges, praise God. But we are believing God for them as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go on into the Word of God, praise God. And you know that we are now past the middle of this year. And this year is soon will be creeping out from us. But what have we done for the Lord this year? Have we checked ourselves to see where we are? Are we stagnated? Are we going forth? Praise God. Hallelujah. So if we are stagnated, we need to get from stagnated. You know, in Galatians chapter 5, God gives us the privilege of Christian liberty. So we can be in the liberty of God. Praise God. So I'm going to read Galatians chapter 5. It says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you us free. Come on now, somebody. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So as this year going out, we shouldn't be entangled now. We've heard the word so much, praise God. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. If you're going to try to live by the law, you're fallen from grace. And grace is that unmerited favor of God. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope, righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? What has hindered you? They keep you. Hallelujah. They keep you from being a living and overcoming life. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. God didn't do it. So you got to know what has hindered you. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if yet pre-circumcision, why not suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called to liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all of the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Oh, my God. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Of these which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Praise God. So I'm saying to you tonight, praise God, I don't know what has hindered you, and I pray not. But if anything, have you stagnated as this year is going to come to an end? please, get out of the law, get out of the flesh, and stand firm in the spirit. So let's check ourselves and see how well are we doing, praise God. Are we leaning or are we falling? Are you entangled with the cares of the world or are you walking in freedom? When we walk in freedom, we won't be a slave to bondage. Paul is saying, you are at liberty with yourself. Praise God. We are not living under the law, but live in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We know that we are in the Holy Spirit. We know that we are living under the grace of God. Praise God. His favor is providing for us every day. Praise God. His favor. We have won some victories, some of us. And some of us, we are still fighting. How is your behavior at this time? It's time then for a checkup. If you got bad behavior, you have to look at yourself. You have to turn the mirror back on yourself. You have to get the mote out in your own eye before you can get the plank out of someone else. Praise God. We do so by placing our faith in God. Praise God. This is how we do it. By placing our faith in God. Has anything made your faith weak? Are you weak in the faith? Come on up a little higher. Praise God. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's get strengthened up. Praise God. Let's get strengthened up. We are about to approach another year. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we don't want to go into the same year, another year, broken down. We want to be built up in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. The thing that troubles you, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Tell it it's under your feet. So if we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. That refers to our life style, our lifestyle. Whatever kind of lifestyle you're living, it's not pleasing to God. Get out of it. This passage declares both life and holiness to be the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can work in you whatever is tormenting you, praise God. He operates salvation and he operates sanctification, praise God. Both are realized on the principle of faith. We got to have faith in Jesus. The word said, have faith in God, praise God. Where are you now? Are you realize the principles of faith? Do you realize where is your faith and where are we standing now? Praise God. Are we standing in faith? Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith is the only way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Praise God. Moses told the people in Exodus 14 and 13, and let's read it. 14 and 13 says, let's read it. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. God is ready to move some Egyptians and some things out of your life that is standing in your way. Praise God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All attempts at self-help must end. What you've been trying to do by yourself, it's not going to work. You cannot do this thing on your own. All activities of the flesh must cease. The working of nature must be subdued. Our faith must rest completely in Christ and the cross. Victory is yours today, as I sung the song earlier. Oh, victory is mine. We have victory because the enemy is under our feet. Moses went on to tell them to see the things the same way. Don't see the same thing, the thing the same way anymore. We must see things in a different way, in God's way. This is a new day, and we have victory over the enemy. Praise God. The Lord will fight your battles if you only stand still. If you have the faith, you can move forward. You don't have to be stagnated. Praise God. Stop the stressing. Stop the stressing. Esther had to take a stand for her life. And Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. I tell you tonight, you got to have the faith. She had the faith. If I perish, let me perish. Praise God. Hallelujah. So faith will take us forward. Praise God. Romans 5 and 2. Let's see what it says here. 5 and 2, by whom also we have access. I love that word, access. Yes. By faith into grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. That is a powerful scripture there. Praise God. We have access to the goodness of God by faith in Christ. Praise God. That helps us to stand. A hope that is guaranteed. Our faith is Christ always. Bring glory to God. Anything else, bring glory to self. And self cannot make it in. It's only through the glory of God, which God cannot accept anything else. Praise God. When they had to go through the veil, it only the perfect one could go in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Flesh cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, praise God. That's why we are struggling, because we're struggling in the flesh. Praise God. Trying to make it. We have to read the word. We have to study the word. We have to believe in the word, because the word is the only thing that is going to stand in our life. Praise God. His word is going to last forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we stand. We stand on God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to another scripture here. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Praise God. That's another strong statement. Stand ye fast in the word, in faith. Praise God. Don't let the trials and the struggles cause you not to stand. Act like a mature person. God wants us to be built up in our most holy faith. Praise God. He don't want anything of this world to try to tear our faith down. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. Stand mature. Stand. He told one pastor, gird yourself up like a man and stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the way we got to be for Jesus. We got to gird up our loins. Stand strong in the faith. Praise God. Act like a mature person, being strong in the faith. That's what makes us strong against the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you got to know how to stand against that devil. Well, Well, let's go via to Ephesians, and you know where I'm going, praise God. Because you know, oh God, praise God, in Ephesians, he told us how to stand. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, praise God, starting at verse 13, praise God. It said, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, unto a measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. We got to come into that. All those that have them, we got to pray them on in. Praise God. Oh, and he told us, oh, how to put on the whole armor. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we may be able to stand. Oh, there are ways that we stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told us to put on the whole armor. Let's go to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Having therefore your loins girded and your feet shod with the preparation of peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to have the peace of God. We are not to give the devil not an inch. We are to fight every bit of the way. Praise God. It's a good fight because God going to fight for you. Praise God. You just got to go on in faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Praise God. I love this fight that I'm in. It might feel sometimes, oh, that I'm getting a little weak, but all by his grace, that unmerited favor that he has given us is there to fight for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Philippians. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Thessalonians. Praise God. We got a couple of scriptures here I'm going to give you, and then we'll be Philippians 4:27. And it says, praise God, Philippians 1:4, okay, 1:27, 1:4, okay, oh, praise God, always in prayer of mine, for you always making requests for you. You know, we ought to be praying for one another daily, praying for one another that they grow and mature in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thessalonians 3:8 says, for now we live, and if ye stand fast in the Lord. We ought to stand fast in the Lord, believing God, having faith in God, that he's going to take us all the way. Because he is, because God is our Savior. He's the Savior of the world. Praise God. Praise God. You have to speak to that thing in your life. Say, I refuse to let you take me down or to take me over. I am strong in the power of his might. Satan, I refuse to bow down to you. Are you going to let him know? Are you going to walk on over him and let him know that he has no authority over you? Praise God. Stand for righteousness' sake. Stand for holiness. Stand for the things of God. Stand for Jesus. Stand up. Stand, be strong. Oh, praise God. I know you're saying sometimes, how can I be strong when I'm being beaten by the devil? I'm going through. I've heard people say, I am so weak, I'm just going through that. I don't have the strength anymore. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? Oh, your faith will carry you all the way, praise God. If you just keep the faith, praise God, hallelujah, you are his children. And he loves you so much. And he knows that what you're going to face and what you're going to have to go through, but he has provided. Yes, praise God. He has provided everything that you need to go through the battle that you face, because he allows Satan to be here to test you. Didn't he do it to Job? When the Satan went to Job, went to the Lord and asked him, could he test his son Job? God said, yes, you can. Just don't touch his soul. The devil can't have our soul. The devil can't have your spirit. That belongs to God. Praise God. So, if that's the case, hi, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We have a new way of thinking. We have a new way of moving. We have a new way of talking. We have a new way of loving each other. Praise God, because he said until we all come into the unity of the Lord. We all got to come into, see, God, hey, praise God. Just like that 90 and 90, that 99, and one of them got lost. Oh, God loved all 100 of them. So he had to go get the other one to bring it in to the 99 so it can be full. Let me tell you, that 99 was good. But God said, I done lost one of my sheep. I got to go bring it in to, so this thing can be whole. See, God loves wholeness. God loves wholeness. He don't want anything broken. No, That's not the kind of God we serve. No brokenness, the fullness, hallelujah, the revelation, the everything that the enemy tries to tear you down, devil, God told us we can cast the devil out and put him under our feet. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? I tell you, I just love to serve a God, praise God, that has given me the weapons that I can fight with, that I can go forth in this life with. Praise God. And then, you know, we got to know that the Lord is right there. He's right there fighting for us. We are not in this thing alone. If you can't find someone to pray with you, or if you can't find someone to be there for you, you got God. He's there all the time. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You may have a child that's going astray. You may have a daughter and may be gotten pregnant. But God knows that. Put it in his hand and have faith that God is going to take care of it. Put it in his hand and know that God is going to turn that thing around for his good. Put it in his hand and have faith and to walk in it. God is calling his children to walk in love. Praise God. Oh, he said, be ye therefore followers of God, my as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Oh, praise God. God has given it to us. Oh, praise God. So when we walk in love, God is fulfilling the purpose and the plan for our lives, that he will let nothing pluck us out of his hand, because we are in the hands of God. Praise God. We are in his hands. Oh, yes, to fulfill the purpose and plan that he has for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Lord is good to us, more than we can even ask or comprehend. The Lord is good to us. Oh, he has made all things well. Praise God. That's what I like about it. When he created us, he looked and saw it was good. And then he told one passage, he said, everything, don't call no thing unclean, for everything God made is good. I love it. Everything, whatever I want to eat, wherever I want to go, whoever I want to see, God has made all things perfect, all things good. And we just got to know how to rest in him, cast out the enemy, and know that God is walking with us. And he's talking, if you not heard God's voice, you need to hear from the Lord. You need to allow him to speak to you, to talk with you, to commune with you. All of this is our helper, praise God. And God helps us in every area of our lives. We don't have to be stagnated. We're ready to go now. On through the end of this year, we're ready to stand. Stand for righteousness' sake. Stand for peace. Stand for sanctification. Oh, somebody, children are going to be, oh, yeah. They're going to come into the fold. Before this year is out, I speak it in the name of Jesus. By faith, that child shall be saved. God said we can speak those things that be not as though they are. For the favor of God is upon you and upon them, upon your household, praise God. And we ought to believe God for it. Praise God. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And I just love him. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that you have enjoyed the message tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there is a prayer request, you may call me at 504-347-57, or you might write me a letter at P.O. Box 1704, Louisiana, to God's Favorites Ministry. Praise God. Just be back here with us on Friday night at 8 p.m. with Minister Janice, and then again on Sunday night with me, your truly, Vivian Collins. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I love you all dearly. Those that I know and those that I don't know, I send my love to you and throughout your household. Yeah. May you be blessed now until we meet again.
We love you.
Love you. All right.
Thank you. Love you much.
Okay, minister and evangelist, bless you. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. He is God. Thank God for everyone that come on. I do bless everyone in Jesus' name. Bye-bye now.